This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There is a trade war going on globally, as you know, Jason.
Yeah, great intro.
There may be a political one unfolding in the University of Memphis Athletic Department between the two biggest sports, football and men's basketball. Just based on some conversations that I have had with people, who obviously, like, and I want to caution this by saying that everybody's going to have their own sort of agendas, you know, when it comes to the things that they say about it, just like anything else. You know, they have their own interests. But I wrote a piece today up at the Daily Memphian about this new world, right, and how revenue sharing has shifted the sands in a major way, because Memphis had a $4.5 million budget last year. That was better than Florida, the national champion. Just as an example, it will obviously not be in 2025-26, but it was last year. And I think that's sort of the point that I'm trying to get to here, is that what worked for you at the elite level in 2024-25 is basically average. It's below average when you get out of the Power Four. It's average when you include everything else. Like, Memphis's budget is, like, it's better than, you know, your Missouri Valley, your, you know, A-10, but it's worse than the lowest team in the Big 12, right? So that's kind of where you go from having one of the best budgets in 2024 in all the country to now you're worse off than the worst Power Five, lowest budget Power Five team, you know, in America. So and it all happened because of revenue sharing, right? We talked about it. Earlier this week, Big East is getting damn near $6 million a year. I mean, that's money they didn't have. Like, I remember Shaheen Holloway in this group chat I'm in, like, they would always complain, like, there's a Seton Hall guy in there. Like, we have no money, we have nothing, we can't get anybody. And this year, they're getting guys that Memphis wants, you know, because they have $6 million. Chris Bell, remember the kid that visited from Syracuse? He's probably now going to end up at Seton Hall because they have more money, right? So that's just one example, but they got $6 million.
Yep.
ACC got going to have around $4.4 million on average. Big 12 going to have $4.3 million on average. Big 10, SEC going to have an extra $3.2 and $3.1 million, and they're only going to do less than the others because they're going to give more of a percentage to football. Right, that's what they've decided in the SEC and the Big 10, which makes sense. And honestly, again, these are numbers on average according to Open Doors. Like, Florida State is going to get less than $4.4 because they are going more in on football, mm-hmm. right? So they're not going to give as much. And early indications are, and I haven't talked to Ed Scott about this, but early indications from people that I've talked to are that Memphis is taking the same route. Memphis is taking the route of, we're going to divert as much funds as we can to football and make sure we prop that up, even if it does technically come at the expense of basketball. Because what I've been told is that Memphis's NIL budget is actually worse than last year. It's not even the same, according to people who are involved. It's worse. Mm. It's significantly worse, actually. Up to a third worse. And I don't know if that's a direct, like, all right, we're moving funds that you had last year to football, although people have said that. I can't confirm that for a fact, but that is what people have said. And so basically, you know, I wrote today, like, listen, Memphis as an administration has got to decide what they want to be with basketball, what they want to be kind of generally. Are you gonna keep chasing the Power League at the expense of the best thing you've ever had, which is basketball, even if it means, like, you know, cutting off a finger for them? Are you going to continue to do that, or are you going to try to continue what Penny did last year, which is compete at a high level nationally? They were 10-3 in Quad 1. How many wins they have against the SEC? They beat a Sweet 16 team in Ole Miss. They beat an Elite 8 team in Michigan State. You know, they beat a team that beat Duke and Clemson. I mean, we know that. You're not going to be able to do that with the current budget. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to – like, it's just not – it's not going to happen. And so – I think there's a little bit of frustration here with Memphis basketball and Memphis athletics, and that Memphis basketball did what they needed to do last year in many ways, which is they won the league. They were ranked in the top 25 all season long. They won the conference tournament. They got their best seed in 16 years since John Calipari, and somehow they have less money to work with. Now, how does that make sense? Where do they do that at? Well, the math ain't mathing on that. So that's kind of the lay of the land right now. And I think it's – I can listen to both sides. I know, you know, you and I have had disagreements on the potential of football and what it means for the university. I think obviously the university as an athletic department sides more with you than they do me. But I don't like the idea of it negatively impacting basketball after a season like that one.
Yeah, I completely understood. And I can understand basketball, and especially Penny Hardaway, who's been a big part of its history, you know, feeling some kind of way about that, right? If that shift is indeed taking place, and I have no reason to doubt you that that perhaps it is already, and there's sort of been a decision made. I would, you know, people may not even have been listening to us when we had that conversation, so they may not have any idea where I was. Clearly, we kind of see you stated where you are.
Yeah.
I would just say this. You dropped in turnstile count for a second consecutive year.
Yep.
We saw the reporting I saw from the CA. You know, what was it, 6,400 fans, whatever it is. And we can point to all the reasons. It's the reality for Memphis basketball. It's also reality in college basketball. And sports across the board, attendance is down. It's not even your own building. Simmons Bank now is. And so for all the – you see where I'm getting at here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just talking about they control that now, right? And if competing nationally, which is what they've tried to do historically, is only netting you 6,400, 6,500 butts in seats, then how can you continue to justify – you see where I'm going? And I'm not telling you it's the right decision right now.
No, but I understand the rationale.
I'm thinking about, you know, Ed did all this math with us on Pac-12, and I'm thinking, we're mathing here. If I'm throwing and investing, going and getting all the NIL for basketball, and I'm not even getting a payout from the Grizzlies, you know, and
right.
I know that lease has
right.
been updated or whatever, this
yep.
sort of extension. I'm not exactly sure of all the differences now. But point is, that's their building. You know, the revenue now, the new potential revenue is in controlling Simmons Bank. Not just in your, you know, obviously Tigers football season, that's where we're on. But now everything. And so there's all these new revenue streams. You've got the renovations coming now to a place you control.
Yep.
And the thought of, again, maximizing the product there. Because essentially, no, John, you will never be. Now, football's even, you know, you talk about discrepancy of what the SEC and all that's going to have. You will never be that. But while there is this seat at the table, as I've said, you should be striving to be Boise State. You know, to be that sort of that outside the power structure program every year that's there and vying for the Group of Five spot. And so I don't think it's a bad idea. Again, what I'm against is where you are, throwing away history, throwing away what people recognize about your athletic program. Let's be real. We had some good years, Fuente, Norville. Okay.
What'd they get us?
Well, you're right about that, but that was it, really. That's been the best of us, is my point.
You're right.
We don't have a tradition in that way, and that's with all due respect to Jarvis and Doc Holliday and Danton Bartow, rest his soul. My point is all those guys beforehand, right, D'Angelo, they had to build to that, right? They had to do more with less, but my point is that not something that you were – that was nationally relevant.
Correct.
That just happened.
And
that's been a short run.
And it didn't sustain.
And you tell me, competing nationally at the price it's going to cost in college basketball,
right?
If you're only getting 6,500 butts in seats, that's the reality now. What's the better path to go? Is it better to invest in being the best thing you can in football outside the Group of Five in a building you control?
Yeah.
In a building you control. Big difference than basketball.
Yeah.
And sort of try to own that. Be the best thing outside of it. Beat Boise State. Obviously be the best in the AAC. But I always single out Boise State because they've had a tradition of a standard. Whatever coach it is, it doesn't matter. If you're not hitting that, you're out of there. Avalos, out of there. 10 wins year before, you're out of. You're one of us. We don't care.
Right.
And that's where I want Memphis.
Yeah.
Because, John, here's the thing. Now this is where my case would stop. And I feel like at some point it's going to. You're not going to have a seat at the table forever. Okay? Right now you're chasing national relevance because there's a spot in the college football playoff. What happens if they cut that off? Then what are you playing for? Then all the investment in football, you really going to get people excited about playing at a lower level? Because that could really happen. And it's probably going to happen, let's be real,
with the way
the money is. And so, John, that's the danger in terms of, I feel like, in terms of long-term shift to something that hasn't been your face athletically, right? Because what if that seat goes away? Ultimately, you're playing at a lower level then, and we don't get up for that around here.
Nope.
You know? That's why the basketball program's always sort of had the, we can go win the big one.
Yep.
If you take that seat away from the and who knows, I don't know, John, the deal, you know, antitrust, all that stuff, they got to keep a spot, whatever, for a little guy. At some point, feels like the big boys can always bump you out.
Totally.
They don't need you.
Yes.
You know, for ratings, whatever else.
Yes.
And so, you know, what if there's a break off just from the NCAA, period? I mean,
right.
Just everything.
I mean, it
and
feels
SEC
like something
and Big Ten take control.
Radical could easily happen. I mean, now it could happen to the tournament as well. I mean,
but
I'm not naive to that.
I'm saying what I guess I would bottom line it that as long as there is that spot.
Right.
And a nice perch for the best program outside the Group of Five, like there is for Boise right now, they are nationally recognized. Let's be real.
Yeah.
No, and it helps them. It helps them get the kind of players that they get. It does. We can get back to that.
Yep.
But what would it mean 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, if they've bumped you out?
Yeah.
They keep you in, bro. I think it's probably wise thinking because, John, are we capped over there on basketball? Are you ever going to get back to 11 or 12 or 15 or 18 on any kind of regular basis? Or if times changed?
I don't have the answer to that. And I think that's it's a solid rebuttal.
It's not your building.
No, it's not.
So no revenue there.
Yes.
You know.
Now and look, I fully raise my hand, okay, when it comes I am not a neutral party when it comes to this. I'm not. I just can never be. Memphis basketball is in, you know, it's not
just you, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me in this position across from you right now. It's because I covered the Tiger basketball beat.
Yeah.
That how important that job was to people.
Yeah.
Right. Allows me an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what? Once I've worked my way, you're working your way up to get a beat like that. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's how important that thing has been.
And obviously
now you got two on it.
It's not, it doesn't have the luster that it did when you got the job in 2010, right?
But luster's come way off, let's be real. Not just the job, but the program.
Yeah, no, all of it.
You haven't been as nationally relevant as you were when Wolken and GP were covering it. Well, I mean, and that's been more of the coaches that you hired after Cal than anything else.
And, it gets blamed on the program, but it's really not about the program. But you're doing a better job of neutrality than I am. I just can't. Because the way I see it is, only one program on that campus has ever played for a national championship.
I get it.
Only one program on that campus is ever going to be able to play for a national
championship. 100%, I'm with
you. And it's like you've talked about, it's the way that this city has identified for so – when we're talking about pre-Grizz now, right? We're talking about pre-Grizz. When you think about sort of the early – we're all coming of age. It was Memphis Tiger basketball for decades. For decades it was that way. Obviously, I do romanticize it because when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, they were going to the Elite Eight and the Final Four every year. And so I acknowledge, again, I'm not going to be neutral about this in any way, shape, or form. But I just have such an issue with this idea that somehow a coach that actually did what he was supposed to do.
Oh, now you put it that way. It does. You go right ahead.
Did everything he was supposed. Sure, he could have won a tournament game. He was an underdog and he didn't have his point guard. Okay.
Yeah.
But he did everything he was supposed to do in winning the regular season championship in the AAC, only losing two games, going 10-3 against the his non-conference, obviously his quad one record, winning the AAC tournament just for y'all. Y'all wanted it so bad, you got it. He even threw that in there. And he got the best seed that the Memphis basketball program has had since John Calipari was on the sidelines. And somehow that man is going to have less. And somehow, the coach that has underachieved with a four-year starting quarterback and everything that he has had come through there the last several years, who inherited a job that was in much better shape than the one that Penny Hardaway inherited, and somehow Ryan Silverfield is going to get everything that he wants. Somehow Ryan Silverfield, who lost an offensive lineman starter.
Well, if you make this about the coaches as opposed to the programs,
fine,
then it's a different conversation,
fine,
isn't it?
Oh, yes.
You would know which side I'm at on there.
Yes, but that's part of it, right? Because you are still investing in – that is your coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the person who's in charge of your program.
In because of the contract
exactly.
You got him signed.
I think Ryan Silverfield
year.
Has the greatest job in Memphis.
Tell me about it.
Because
he got the greatest contract.
He doesn't even have to do anything, which he didn't.
Been here, bro.
Which he didn't, and not only did he not do anything, he's getting money. He's getting more money than the guy. I mean, I'm just talking sort of relatives, right? Because it costs more money to operate a football roster because there's more people. I understand, but again, relatively, he is getting more money than Penny, who actually did the things that he was charged to do. He's been to the tournament 3 years. And I know we can certainly go through some years and say they were underwhelming or they were underperformed or whatever, obviously. But what would we could do the same thing? How many under 500 finishes we got in the AAC since Silverfield took over? Right? Never come close to that with Penny. We've lived that with so I think that's just the part of it. It's like, all right, you're making this big investment into football. You're going all in on football. Do you even have the right person for the job?
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know the answer to that. We lean no, but while you're also making that calculation, you're also potentially taking away from a guy who was the AAC coach of the year. Silverfield ain't never been that. You're taking away from a guy that's won an AAC regular season championship. Silverfield's never even played for a title in the AAC.
Yeah.
So that is the dynamic here that I do have an issue with. That I can't really throw my support behind this move with football when I'm not even convinced you got the right guy directing it. How do I square that logically? It's like it feels like you're throwing good money at bad, and meanwhile you're leaving a guy that has symbolized Memphis. And by the way, this isn't even like, oh, I love Penny. Penny means so much. Bro, he did the job. He produced. And he's going to have less than he did a year ago? Make that make sense.
Again, the best sense I can make of it is that a program is bigger than coach.
Yeah.
And, of course, optically, the idea of giving Penny less after he's given you his best
right
would seem like bad optics. get it. My point is, and I think Ed Scott's would be to you if this is indeed happening, is that the ceiling, unfortunately, has been lowered on Memphis basketball and what it can be 2025 and beyond at this price.
Right.
Toppin just got between $3 and $4 million. You wrote about it.
Yeah.
Second team AP All-American. It's basically your whole budget if you're going to give that to PJ.
Yep.
And you're only getting 6,500 butts and seats for it down at FedEx Forum? Again, I hear you, and especially when you put the faces on it.
Right.
Because you know where I'm at on Ryan.
Right.
Bro. I'm the choir, and you preaching.
Yeah.
I've been here singing.
Yeah.
You know I question.
Right.
I don't even question it anymore. Because the fact is, he's likely got to go. He had an NFL quarterback for 4 years.
That's right. And they didn't even play for
an
AAC championship.
They didn't win a conference title with him.
They didn't play for it.
You couldn't get your defense good enough.
Right.
Two straight years, really.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be great. But you couldn't get it good enough to get him a conference title. You know where I'm at on that. So I'm with you on, if you're going to invest this, is it even the right guy? Get it.
Yeah.
But what I would go back to is the reality, and you know it better than anybody, of college athletics, you know, when it comes to how you're going to fund everything.
Right.
And Memphis has got to make a decision going into this revenue sharing era.
Right.
Does it make sense to continue to focus it on basketball if the ceiling's been lowered? If we're putting out a top 25 product, John, all season long, but nobody's coming to see it, we're not getting the 15-18 we used to. You know, is that that's and I would ask you, do you see that reality changing?
Well,
you and I come from a place where that place was full.
Right.
And even for the conference opponents, John, you've talked about it better than anybody. This conference sucks. You're not getting out of it right now. And so ain't nobody other than East Carolina and Rice and all them coming in. You can't change that right now. If you could, maybe different conversation here about the shift.
And maybe Memphis's calculation is, we want Memphis, we want basketball to get out of that conference too.
Well, if it does, you got
to. But the only way we can get out is if we have football.
It's always been what's kept you out.
Yeah. But I guess, like,
but in addition to market size,
right.
How you look to them,
like, exactly,
in terms of,
like,
you know, your city, your market, what your school is in terms of diversity, everything. I mean, that's obviously kept you out too.
We've been through.
They wouldn't take your money back then when Fred was buying your way in because of how you
right.
looked. They took it from SMU,
yes.
And the ACC, and the
yes.
ACC.
I think
because they look
like
different. They look like them. Now, there's many reasons why Memphis been held out.
Exactly,
but we know football has to drive.
But
football drives it all, John.
I know, would you not agree? And I think this is part of it. This is, like, for me, it's time for Memphis to take the red pill, bro. It's time for Memphis to take the red pill.
So you want to sink it?
No, I am just saying.
You want to be you think we can get back to UConn? Don't worry about football. Just go basketball.
I think Memphis needs to drop the dream of making a Power 5 league. That's where I'm at. It's not going to happen.
You can't drop the dream.
It's not going to happen.
We just read in 30, when all these contracts are up, there's going to be all kinds of shuffling again. You got to try again.
How many times we got to have the football pulled from us, Charlie Brown?
But this is the first time in your history you've had both programs top 25. The point is, you have risen it up to a point now of at least decent respect in terms of national relevance. Decent respect. There's only a handful of schools that have done it. You've pointed out the only one in the group of five.
Right.
You're getting to where you should be, frankly, Boise State, based on how you're funded.
Yeah.
In football.
But Boise State's not in a power league.
And so my point is, you're right outside of it. No, it's not going to be with the big boys, but it could. You have to take that chance again if it's 5 years, John. And again, those contracts, that's when they end,
right,
I think.
After that, can we give up, though?
I'm not letting you give up on Conference Dream today on April 10, 2025. Based on these contracts are coming up. You have now, I know you're panicking, bro, but you've got your programs.
You just call me a panicking?
You've got your programs in a position now where you are the best thing outside the power structure. No one can argue it. You're the only one with ranked teams in both. And so you this is a nice place to be. This is as cleaned up as you can have the house in this mess of a conference. So you maintain this for as long as you hold out. Yes, until those talks begin in 28, 29, before the contracts are up. You got to try, bro. You have to. And it will be a better existence than what you have now. And then maybe some of the crowds come back, at least in conference play, both for football and for basketball.
I mean, yes.
When you get out,
you get into
something.
You paint a fair
it's
an optimistic picture. You do. It's the
better path. I just think if you agree with me that basketball in the future at this price, and the price is going up. We just saw Coleman Hawkins get two. Now we're talking about four for dudes.
Right.
So that couldn't continue.
Yeah.
What is my pay? What, return on investment, John. It's you use it with me all the time. What is the return on investment on that investment?
All
it's
right.
just, it's getting crazy. Yes, the difference is we think we can compete at a national level. What's going to be the cost of that, especially when you're telling me, oh, middling big whatever program just went from 2 to 6.
Right.
That's more than us. And we were thinking we were okay, now they're going to be all over the guys we thought we had. I mean, you're just, it's changing. You see it right in your face. I get why the taste is not, it's like taking medicine you don't like when you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when mom
yeah.
gives you something that
it's a sick patient.
Yeah.
Memphis's athletic department is a sick patient.
Especially when you, well, I don't know about all that. I mean, how are you sick when you got first time ever both in the top 25?
Well, because
that's a relatively healthy position to be in.
Because the way
it's a position you need to capitalize
on. The decisions and the business that they're doing will ensure
you're saying
neither one of them is in the top 25 next year.
You're saying this decision, that's based on this decision, in your opinion, is going to lead to that, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Because if you're
in a great place right now.
If Memphis has less money to operate in 2025 than they did in 2024 when you talked about the price is going up as they are, they're not going to finish in the top 25. It's just not possible. And Memphis football, what are we talking about?
Well,
they're reloading.
They're not
even going to be picked to finish first or second in their league, most likely. Well, so
how high a standard is would if Ed Scott's making this shift, how high a standard does he now have to hold Ryan Silverfield to?
Oh, honestly, like, no excuses. I don't care what.
I'm just saying, to that point, this shift that you don't want,
yeah.
if we do this, we realize what those standards you've held, Penny, and the program, too, in basketball, long time, they have the ADs over there, that now applies
yeah.
to your football coach who hasn't won a conference title during his tenure. Get it?
Yeah.
Avalos won 10 the year before it, 5 the next season with 5 wins.
Yep.
That's the way you have to be. So,
totally.
So you better back it up. But obviously, you know, there's John, you ain't the only one that's going to think this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a look, and I do. I sympathize because, you know, the way it works pretty much everywhere is that football is king. It's the way it pretty much works everywhere.
Like, but again, whether it's a seat at the table at the college football playoff or the chance to get in a some sort of structure that includes you in it in 5 years when the television contracts are remember what Dan Wolken wrote? He said it's not just going to get crazy. He went like bomb to this thing.
Yeah.
In 2030. So can you, after the bomb goes off, land in a better conference then that's got you competing at a level of football, a ceiling maybe you never even knew you had.
Yeah.
Remember, we missed the boat years ago, you know, when Louisville was taking off and everybody else. We missed it on football, didn't do the on-campus and all that. Can you afford to pick basketball again? Can you in this new reality? That's the way I'd bottom line the question to you. Because, again, man, Penny delivered. You're right. I know, forget to take away Colorado State. In the end, you left too much on tape. But he delivered in terms of all season long. He gave the top 25 team. What I always said, John, was if you put top 25 in there all season long, they'll come. They didn't. They only came from Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
They didn't.
That was some of their fans.
Well, they're not coming for Memphis football either.
And they're not coming for the conference, for this conference that you can't get out of right now. 6,500 butts in seats that went down for a second straight year. He's just coming off his best regular season.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I mean, it's basically the same.
The ceiling is lower.
It's basically the same as the, you know, if you do it just by a percentage, it's basically the same when the Liberty Bowl had max capacity, right? You're filling a third of the building. That's basically what Memphis football was doing. I mean,
The tough part for me is the way you put it, especially. Penny has given you his best year. You're feeling good about him in terms of the growth you saw, and you're going to take away? You're going to take away in a year that, and at a time where everybody realizes they need more, you know, you're going against tradition. Penny Hardaway is the tradition. He
yep.
played for it. He's coaching it.
Yep.
Came in, hey, I'll, you know, and has admitted he was naive, you know, took basically nothing to come to start. I mean, he didn't have the credentials, but has built it, you know, kept it. Now, again, nationally ranked, everything else, and you're going to take away from him? Yeah, that's a hard meeting. But if you explain to him, look, man, you're playing in a building we don't own. We can only put 6,500. That's the reality. We don't think that's changing.
Yeah.
You gave them top 25 all year long, Penny.
Yep.
We think there's a cap there on what we can do. And it's not basketball, historically, that can get us into the power conference. We know that from history.
That is true. Basketball
will not
be your key.
We've had a strong basketball program, and it hasn't gotten you in. It hadn't even gotten you in the Big East, John.
For a minute it did. For 1 minute. But I just, you know, I guess I just, my, so much of my opinion is informed by the skepticism that I have that Memphis football will do it either. Like, I just don't think.
But what about with a new coach? What about with a coach who sees Memphis as a Boise State that says, okay, there's the most investment outside the power structure. I can win there for 2-4 years, be gone to the power job, just like the ADs at Memphis now.
Well, you know how far we are from that. I mean, because we still have to sit here and act like he did a good job last year.
Well, you'd have to pay some.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to pay something if he comes up short this year.
Yeah, you got
to
pay him to
you
go
hold
away.
I'm saying you hold him accountable. Well, you're saying the investment's going over on that side. You get real serious. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to make this shift, you better be real serious about it.
Well, that's exactly right, because when we live.
You can't play.
The timelines get contracted now, because now if you have what you need, they're going to be number one in the AAC again.
Attendance going down over there, too, now.
Right.
Like we've said. Now, we're talking about basketball. Attendance been going down, and you've delivered, 11 wins the last 2 years? It hadn't meant enough to your fans.
We see what that actually is.
No, that's my point. Yeah. That's my point. I think fans do, too. When attendance is going down, you're winning 10, 11 games. That's my point.
Yes.
So it needs to be trophies you're lifting up. And if the guy isn't going to get it done, you got to move on.
Right.
You know, you used to get serious about basketball coaches, how much they would be due on buyouts if you had to fire them.
Right.
That's the way you're going to have to get in football, especially with this, what I'd call a bad contract that gives them a new year, you know, for whatever 8 or 9 wins he gets.
Yep.
You're going to have to get off of this if you're going to make this move.
I mean, totally. Because you're trying, you know, you got it. Not only do you have to, like, justify your decision with basketball, you have to get your fans, right, convinced.
What if you have the wrong guy?
Totally.
You spend your wheels with the more investment over there, and this building's yours, and it's empty? You know, this newly renovated building and attendance, people ain't having the good time that you in the newly renovated spot that you expected because the football's bad.
Yep.
Whew. Could get real ugly.
No doubt.
But I do believe they can compete with Boise State, dude. I believe you're almost there.
Yeah.
I think the right coach gets them there.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, you can't.
They're still losing Xavier Hills. You know, don't get me wrong. It ain't like they're flush over there.
Right. Right, I'm sure that's what they would tell you. They say we still don't have, and that's probably true. That's probably true.
You got enough to win the AAC.
That's right.
That's what Traylor told us.
Memphis did that. Memphis basketball did that. They won.
Yeah, I hate the thought of taking away from Penny and the budget after you did what you're supposed to.
Well, I mean, just talk
and
to
and the football
talk
coach.
Just talk to the money people. They'll tell you.
I hate that idea because you know where I'm at on the football coach. If you were turning to, you know, so I hate that. I hate that optic.
And again, like I realize
that tastes like medicine to me. That's
right.
Stuff I don't want to, you know.
Well, it's like, I mean, look at the players that Memphis has been involved with. Like they
should be all in on Penny.
They haven't been involved with like a single dude, right? Like there's no dude. Like you're trying to convince PJ Hack, but we all know that you're priced out of that market unless something drastic changes.
Well, it just feels like either that or you're reserving so much for him that there's so little for the other guys.
Yeah.
But maybe it's done.
Yeah.
You think it's done because Toppin got between 3 and 4?
I just don't know how Memphis can afford it.
You can't give 3 and go figure out the rest of it?
Nah, man.
Not to have a decent
team. Penny's made magic happen before.
How much are you paying these couple of freshmen that come in, a beer, a tuck, and all that?
Nothing. But
so
you can't win with.
So I'm saying I'm trying to spread $2 million over a couple of more, over enough of a roster. Is there enough there with Dante back and all that? I mean,
Quante is going to get probably like 3. You know, so then you got to get like.
Piece it together, John. Give it to me.
I mean,
Dar.
He's a Dar kid. Give him $250, right?
He ain't seen it. He'll love that money coming from Rice. He'll think he's got a whole lot.
Let's see. Trying to think. Like, they need a big. The UAB big, they could pay, like, you know, the 4-man Coleman.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.